done it all.
Why don't we make it a competition? Who can make the most money? Me out of unfarmed land, or you out of farmed land? I've got a new thing. Pigs.
Ahead of the third season of Clarkson's Farm, a show where a rich bloke in the UK with no skills tries to farm. A simple idea that people, including farmers in Australia, have said have done more for agriculture and their industry than just about anything else for decades.
I'm going to win this competition.
Caleb Cooper stands as the voice of farming reason, the conscience of those who seem to know what they're doing. He loves cropping. He can't stand sheep. And he can join you now on the program to talk a little bit about the season and his farming philosophy. Welcome, Caleb.
How you doing?
I'm good. Tell us about your farming story. What were you doing in your life and farming journey before Clarkson's Farm came along?
That's a good question. So I always say this, farming, I think, saved me as a person. I'm only 25 years old as we speak now. And I say farming saved me for one reason. At age 12, my mum and dad went through a really tricky divorce where my mum and myself went to one side and lived in one house. And my dad and my brother went to the other side and lived in a different house. Therefore, it split the family in half. Now, at the time, my mum just set up a mobile dog grooming business where she would turn up people's houses, groom their dogs and so on. And it worked really well, but business was very slow. So that, unfortunately, finances were very slow coming in. So I said to my mum at age 12, I said, you know, mum, I want to be a farmer when I'm older. I've seen tractors. I'm studying it. You know, I'm watching it. I'm intrigued by it on, you know, on like TV and so on. I said, mum, I want to be a farmer when I'm older. She said, right. So therefore, age 12, when I knocked on a farmer's door near me and I asked him for a job and he said, yes, of course. Now, I started full time on that dairy farm at the time and basically dropped out of school in a way because school wasn't, I didn't think school was for me. Now, at age 13, my mum, for my 13th birthday, my mum didn't buy me an Xbox, a PlayStation. She didn't buy me a TV. But in fact, my mum brought me three chickens. And I thought to myself at age 13, I know, I can set a business up. So therefore, age 13, I set my first company up. Now, I was selling chicken eggs around Chipping Norton, which is my local town. And in that time, 2 months after my 13th birthday, I had 450 chickens because business was going that well. Now, at age 14, I thought to myself, how can I improve my business? I'm still working full time, but how can I keep improving my business? I don't know why I did this, but I did. I bought three sheep. I don't know why I did it, but I thought it was a good idea at the time. Now, I hate sheep. I don't know if I can swear, but I would normally swear at this point. I do apologize if it does come out, but I fucking hate them.
It's completely fine, mate.
Anyway. I thought, you know, as I'm taking my eggs around on a Saturday, because of course I couldn't drive at the time, I'd walk around with my egg basket selling eggs. I would take a shoulder of a lamb round or a leg of lamb or some lamb chops. And I sold lots of lamb, like, free, you know, grass-fed lamb around Chipping Norton. Now, at age 15, I thought, look, I'm working full-time now. How can I really build my business? And of course, I wasn't born into the industry. My mum and dad are not farmers. So therefore, to own your farm, it's incredibly hard to get to that point. But I thought, you know what, I'm going to set up a contracting business. Therefore, I could go and farm other people's farm, which is basically the next best thing for me. So therefore, I bought my first tractor, age 15. And age 16, I set my own contracting business up. And to this very day, you know, in terms of it started when I was 16 years old. And to this day now, we're farming 3,500 acres, doing about 2,500 acres of silaging around here. We're rearing cattle for people. We're doing muck spreading. We're spreading about 65,000 tons of solid muck each year. I mean, this is probably like tiny, tiny numbers compared to Australian farm, which I hope to see one day. But or maybe even set up a contracting business over in Australia. That's what I might be working on. Who knows? Anyway, and that is how it all pretty much started. Now, of course, at the time, the school were going, Caleb, we're getting very annoyed now because your attendance is like 5%, which I thought was good. I thought was good, right? Anyway, they kept fining my mum £50 a week for my attendance being so bad. And my mum said to me, Caleb, I can't keep affording to pay this. I can't, you know, I can't do it. I said, mum, relax. I'm earning loads of money. I said, I've got my chickens, I've got my sheep, I've got my contracting business, I'm working full time. I am on loads of money, mum. I'll pay the fine. So therefore, I paid the fine for 5 weeks straight. And it was in that time when the school got very annoyed at this point, knowing that I'm paying this fine off. So therefore, they called me in for a meeting and they said, Caleb, we can't keep going on like this. I said, you know what? I agree. I said, you're costing me £50 a week. I said, that's £200 a month. therefore £2,400 a year. And I've worked out that's 15% of my egg profits.
That's a bit, how many chickens is that?
And they're like, well, Caleb, that's really good quick math for you. I said, look, I'm learning loads on the farm. I said, I'm doing eggs, I'm selling lamb, I'm rearing lamb, I work out my costs. I'm actually learning loads and loads on the farm. And they said, look, we're halfway through year 9 now, Caleb. Have the rest of year 9 off, but come back in year 10. I said, all right, I'll come back in year 10 and do my GCSEs in year 11. Now, I went back in year 10 and soon realised everything I was going to do in year 10, I was going to do in year 11 and sit an exam. So therefore, I left again. But I went in every Friday because by that time, I built up an egg customer base with my teachers. I was selling eggs to my teachers on a Friday and I worked out that paid me more money to do that than it did to do 6 hours on the farm. And yeah, and then of course, when I turned 18, moving on a little bit now, I did my level 2 and level 3 in agriculture. I got into college. I did part all my GCSEs because in year 11, I went back every single day, unfortunately, but I got my GCSEs and got into college. Now at 18, I thought I've been working on a dairy farm now. I can do everything with cattle, but I can't go out there and drill a field of wheat or barley or oilseed rape. So therefore, I left my job on the dairy farm and joined an arable farmer in Chadlington, which is near where Jeremy obviously farms. And now the person I joined was also farming Jeremy's farm, Diddley Squat Farm, as a contractor. Now, I worked for him for 3 years. And it was in that time, in the third year, where unfortunately he was only a tenant farmer on his own farm. And they had to sell up because the landlord said, I don't want it anymore. I'm going to sell up. And he couldn't afford to buy it. So therefore, he said, Caleb, I haven't got a job. I said, you know what? That's fine. I'm going to go and work for my own company. And of course, in that time, I met Jeremy a few times and so on. And then I remember it was, what was I, what, 20, was I 21? I think I was 21 years old now. And as my boss gave up, I joined my own company. And Cheerful Charlie, that's it. It's going back. This is going back a little bit. I'm just trying to think exactly how it all started. But it was Cheerful Charlie. He approached me when I joined my own company. He said, Caleb, can you please look after the farm for 2 months as a contractor? Because we lost our contractor and Jeremy's going to take it on in 2 months' time. So we need someone to look after. I said, whoa, back up a little bit. What did you just say? He said, oh, look after the farm. I said, yeah, that's fine. What did you say after that? He said, oh, Jeremy Clarkson's going to take the farm on. I said, no, he's not. I said, he's not doing that. He said, no, yeah, he is. Anyway, of course, I looked after the farm for 2 months, and then on the second month, he came back and started farming. And it was in that time when on the last day of my contract, where the director stopped me as I'm going to go and pick my tractor up to go and clear myself out. He said, Caleb, can you quickly pop up and see Jeremy in the office? And that's going way back now to series one, when you see me in the office for the first time.
That's really the next question. As a young bloke who's had this career in farming, what's going through your mind when you think, I'm suddenly going to be on a TV show, and I'm the one who knows what they're doing here?
To be honest with you, I didn't really think like that. I never really thought like that in terms of, I just forgot the cameras were there. I just had a job to do. I think in my head, I was going, I'm a job to do. I want to farm to the best of my abilities. I want to show him that I know what I'm doing as a young person. I'm going to teach him everything that I know. So therefore, I forgot the cameras were there and just tried to teach him. Of course, and when you know what you're doing, I think it's incredibly hard. For example, you know, you're hosting a radio show. If I come on and jumped in your seat right now and pretended to know what I was doing, you'd get annoyed at me because you know how to do it and I don't. So therefore, when Jeremy's out there trying to farm, he doesn't know what he's on about, but he's thinking he does and trying to tell me. And I'm going, no, you're not telling me, mate. End off. You're doing it my way. It's the highway, even though it's your farm.
And then you've had 2 seasons of this now. What's the response been like to you? In Australia, we have the tall poppy syndrome, right? So someone gets a little bit famous in their community and everyone goes, oh, look at that bloke. He suddenly thinks he's a bit famous and he's all about that. What's the response been like to Clarkson's Farm for you?
Oh, it's amazing. I mean, I think in terms of that, is it tall poppy? Did you say tall poppy? I think everyone should be proud if someone succeeds in something. I think everyone should look up to that. And I mean, I want everyone to succeed and want everyone to learn loads of money. I want everyone to be whatever they want and get to their dreams. But the response has been amazing. Farmers in the UK have been absolutely amazing. See, when I'm 25 years old, I think the older generation farmers can go, hang on a minute. When I was 21 during that show, I think they went, that young kid joining that show, he doesn't know what he's on about. And hopefully I've proven them wrong and said, actually, no, I'm 25, but I've got a good head on my shoulders. And hopefully I can teach people about farming and really highlight that for them. You know, I don't care what the big tabloids say about me in the papers. What I care about is what farmers are saying to me in their papers.
You're famous now, right? People know who you are and they look at you for farming. And I look at some of your agricultural publications and even some of the tabloids too, right? So you say something about farming and it becomes a news story. Did that take a little bit of getting used to?
Yeah, a little bit. I was like, well, what are they writing about me for? Like, in the nicest way, I was like, what are they writing about me? I'm just like this, I'm a guy from Chippy Norton. You want to chill out? I mean, look at everyone else like doing all their other things. And I think a few things that really, really stood up to me when I went to a festival near me. There's a festival, and I went to this festival, and I was stood with a few singers that I've just performed on this festival, and I was stood with them just chatting and having a few pictures and stuff like that. And I said, look, I'm going to go and watch the rest of the singers. And they said, yeah, are you going to go in the VIP? I said, no, I'm going to go in with the. I said, what am I going to go in the VIP for? I'm going to go with everybody else. And they said, oh, we'll come with you. Now, I remember them singers. They're very famous singers. I'm not going to name them or anything, but they're very famous singers. And as I'm walking out, everyone's stopping me going, Caleb, can I have a picture? Caleb, lovely to meet you. And I'm going, hang on a minute. All these singers are around me. Why are you stopping me? Like, look, he just won the Eurovision. Like, Sam Ryder. I was like, what's going on? Like, and that's when I really went, well, bloody hell, this is unreal.
So has it been good? Has it been a good experience for you? Has it changed your life?
I mean, it's been amazing. I mean, the whole experience has been amazing. I really enjoy working in the TV industry. I enjoy doing the radio. I mean, I talk for England. I think you can probably see that. it's been an honor, and everyone's so friendly and so nice. And that's what I mean. I'm all about kindness. I think everyone should be kind. And then if you're kind to people, I think kindness can come back to you. So, and you know, I want everyone to do well as well. And that's the difference.
And it's actually been interesting following what you say about the British farming community and mental health clearly is a big thing for you. You were talking the other day about going to the pub with Jeremy and saying how almost nearly everybody needs to do that, right? So they can get things off their chest.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're absolutely right. Talking's the main thing. I think you've got to keep talking. And if you don't keep talking, I think you get sucked up into these little thoughts that you may have while you're sat on a tractor or you're doing your day-to-day job on a farm. Because let's face it, majority of the farmers don't get off that farm ever. Because they get stuck in that way of going, I must farm every single day. I've got jobs to do. Well, actually, sometimes it's really good to get away from the farm and just have a chat. But no, I think it's been amazing to highlight these struggles that farmers face. And I always said this to myself. And I think the reason why so many people are interested in farming nowadays is because, of course, the show's done great things for farming, the farming industry. But along the way, it doesn't matter what car you're driving. It doesn't matter what phone you've got in your pocket. It doesn't even matter what house you're living in. What matters the very most is what's coming across your table. Breakfast, lunch and dinner. Food is the most important thing.
So true. In terms of then your contribution to agriculture, you sold yourself short talking about music stars before because... Always in the shit, just a Denver Ferries. I like cows when they're in the dairies. I like pigs and chickens and tipping corn in a heap. Did I mention I can't stand sheep? You're a musician yourself now. Tell me about the rap, I can't stand sheep.
I
can't stand sheep.
I hate sheep with a passion. And I thought, you know what? A lot of people go out there and do these raps. Now, I thought to myself, how can I help in terms of the mental health? I thought, I know. I can go out there and do tractor raffles and all this stuff and earn money. But what really matters, I think, is highlighting a problem. And therefore, I highlighted, obviously, the song highlighted the helpline. So therefore, I was highlighting the problem of mental health. So therefore, hopefully, it will make people laugh at the same time. But more importantly, I wrap that number. And that number is the helpline. If anyone's feeling a little bit low, they can talk to anybody 24/7. 1-888-444, you've been great. And another thing, I think lots of people go out there and rap about other people. Now, I don't like slandering other people off. You know what I mean? So therefore, I thought, why not do a diss rap about sheep? Because they can't say anything back to me. They're not going to make a song, are they? No, they're not.
I can't stand sheep. I think you chose a good enemy there, didn't you? Yeah, a really good, really good enemy. Let's talk a little bit about the show then too, because it's interesting. Season 3, you wonder sort of what can happen in a show to keep people interested in farming. But that's the beauty of farming, isn't it? Seasons are different, types of food production's different, and with you...
Mushrooms.
Why?
Jeremy Clarkson always has a different idea too.
Hello, goats.
Doesn't he? So does that make for an interesting show?
I think every farmer has a different idea on how to make money to save the farm, maybe, or even just make sure things tick over. So therefore, the ideas are obviously amazing to keep highlighting, and all these ideas, people may go, that actually worked, I'm going to try that on my farm. And of course, seasons change. You know, we've had an incredibly wet winter. I mean, we've had more rain here than anything anyone's ever seen before. I mean, I think it's the wettest on record. And so, of course, you have all these different problems then. If it's wet in the autumn and the spring, you can't drill. So therefore, we're only just getting our spring barley and our spring crops in for this year. Well, we're incredibly late. They should have gone in a month ago. So, of course, you've got them issues then to highlight as well. And I think obviously me and Jeremy obviously have all these ideas, and some majority of the ideas I have work, and the ideas that he has are total crap.
Well, you're up for a promotion this season, aren't you? I saw that in the promo.
I'm going to make you farm manager.
Really?
Yep.
You're fired.
Yeah, I mean, I'm farm manager now.
Does that mean he lets you make decisions?
Well, I've been thinking about this, and I'm sure I've been farm manager for the last 5 years. So therefore, this is a touchy subject, okay? But you know what? I'm not going to turn down a promotion. I'm not going to turn down a promotion, but come on.
So that's the show. That's the farming community. Then there's what people see from something like this. And it's like you're talking about seasons before. Do you think it's good for the general public to see that, you know, crops fail, animals die, things cost money, yeah. Farming can be hard?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's amazing. I think it's really good to highlight, because one thing that we've got with this competition that we're going this year, because let's face it, if two good friends get together and someone goes, I know, why don't we make this a competition? I'm going to look at Jeremy as a good friend and go, I'm going to win this competition. And of course, what's he going to say? He's going to say, I'm going to win this competition. So therefore, I think the one thing that the competition really does in terms of help people is actually show people how much money and time and effort goes in to actually produce a loaf of bread or some wheat to eat. And therefore, when someone's eating that loaf of bread and they go, I don't want it anymore, I'm going to leave it on my plate and throw it out, that waste, you know, all that time and effort and money gone into that. Do you see what I mean? So I think that's one good thing it highlights as a way in terms of how much money and the time and the effort. And of course, we lose money. And if we lose money, what are we going to do? And no matter how it's going to help us. So therefore, we've got to go out there and try and earn money back and to try and cover that cost that we spent.
Well, what is that one of the most interesting things people come up and talk to you about the show that surprised you just before we go?
They normally say, oh, is it all real? And I go, 100%. Like, I don't know how you think it's not real. I'm not an actor. I don't go out there and act. Like, I am myself. And therefore they go, well, you're not just go out there and make ideas up and go out and do it. I said, no. And we just film our day-to-day life. And I think that's what it works, because of course you're showing real life then. It mind blows me saying, I'm honoured to say, if you think I'm acting, I'm honoured you think that I'm an actor. I mean, I'll be the next Deadpool or whatever, I don't know.
Well, I actually think you need to take up yoga or meditation or something every time you look at Jeremy and he has a new idea. I think you handle it quite well, but it can't be good.
My body is not designed for yoga. I said this the other day. I said to this person, they said, I had to do a meep course, like a meep course, basically like a cherry picker course. And I get up in the air, and I'm 12 meters up in the air now. Now, he said to me, Caleb, you know, you're a celebrity, you're the most famous person I've had up on this thing. I said, yeah, well, fair enough. I said, look, can we get onto the ground now? He said, oh, no, it's funny, isn't it? You know, wobbling it. And I'm going, look, mate, does my body have wings? And he went, no. I said, therefore, my body is not designed to be up in the air. So therefore, take my body down to the ground, please. And he went, yeah, fair point. Okay.
Well, we hope to see you in Australia sometime soon. I know you've got a lot of fans here. It'll be great to see you. Thanks, Galen.
But hopefully I want to get brave enough, get a passport and set up a contracting business in Australia. That is a goal that I have.
Well, there'll be plenty of work waiting for you when you get around to it. Thanks, Caleb.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.